Treasurer Jim Chalmers faces a renewed push to reform capital gains taxes as pressure mounts from economic think tanks, anti-poverty advocates and even state governments to make the system fairer for everyone. Critics of the system argue a Howard-era change to the way profits on investments are taxed has supercharged house prices and entrenched inequality by increasing the burden on lower-income people. New South Wales Treasury says the capital gains discount incentivised investors to pile into the housing market, contributing to rising property prices and declining home ownership. The Senate committee from a Greens-led inquiry into capital gains tax is due to present its final report by March 17th.